This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
All of us can remember where we were when we heard about the September 11 terrorist attack. But out of that terrible day has come a good news story that is spreading hope and kindness around the world. On that day, thousands of airline passengers were diverted to the small town of Gander in Newfoundland in Canada, where they received an overwhelming welcome by the small town. Now, that story is being told in the musical Come From Away, playing at the Capitol Theatre in June. Kevin Turf is one of those real-life Come From Aways whose stories are now being told on stage. The days he spent in Gander changed the trajectory of his life. Today, Kevin is the founder of the Pay It Forward 9/11 movement and the author of Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. Kevin Turf joins us to share his story. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
Sorry, I should say good evening where you are, right?
That's right. I'm in Austin, Texas, and it's 5:15 yesterday.
It's hard to get your head around that, isn't it? Now, when you were stranded in Gander all those years ago, did you have any sense that you were making history and one day your story would be told in a musical? That's quite bizarre, isn't it?
It is very bizarre. And what's even more bizarre is that I never thought that this diversion and delay would one day get me a free trip to Melbourne, Australia, which happened when the musical opened there. And so it was a remarkable experience to be there when the show opened.
Oh, we wish you could be here this time, Kevin, but I'm sure that's probably not possible with the current situation. Take us back to the moment that changed everything. You're on a flight returning to Texas when your plane is diverted. What happened?
Yeah, so on September 11th, my partner Kevin and I were flying from Paris back to Texas through New York City. And so we're flying several hours and we're a couple hours out from New York City when all of a sudden there was a sudden drop in elevation and a sharp turn to the right. I looked up at the GPS monitor and it looked like we were flying to the North Pole. And finally, the pilot came on the intercom and said, due to a terrorist attack, we'll be landing in Gander. And I didn't know if that was Iceland or Canada or where it was. And so we were one of 38 jumbo jets that landed there in this tiny town, a town of 9,000 people, took in 5,700 refugees from 90 different countries. And they gave us food, clothing, and shelter. And it was amazing.
So you almost doubled the population, really. What were those days in Gander like for you? Can you give us a sense of it?
Sure. So we were fortunate that basically every single person in this town was volunteering. And so they opened up all their public buildings. Our shelter was the community college. And so we slept on the floor in a sleeping bag with our fellow airline passengers, which is just strange. But considering all that was going on, it was, we were safe. The hardest part was we weren't able to get through. We didn't have a lot of information. We were stuck on the planes themselves for about 15 hours.
Oh,
and
wow.
Part of that we realized was that the town they ultimately made the decision that, yes, we will welcome you into our community, into our country, regardless of who the people were, what country, what nationality, what faith. And they gave everyone, love, and they provided for our basic needs. And there was no international cell phone coverage back then. And so the school turned on their computers and they turned over their phones and they said, just make a call to wherever you want to. And they refused to take any money. And there, at that one school, I went back when I was researching for my book, and the phone bill was $13,000 for that one school alone for our one plane. And it was just incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. And you can't even imagine where they'd find 5,900 sleeping bags in a town of 9,000 people.
It was amazing because people were clearing out their own closets. And even if they had an extra bed, they would take the sheets off of that bed and bring it down. And I will never forget. The thing was, there are only three hotels in this town and 15 taxis. So, it wasn't like when they're trying to get everybody off the planes, they had to rely on the school bus drivers to bring us to the shelters. And there wasn't a stove that wasn't cooking for people in every home. And businesses were giving away free prescriptions and free everything. And what happened was I came home to Texas and I said, you know, would we do the same if our population nearly doubled? Would you let people in to your own home to take a shower? Because that's what people were doing.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Kevin Turf. He's the founder of the Pay It Forward 9/11 movement. He's the author of Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. And they've made a musical out of this story. Kevin, at that time, you were the CEO and co-founder of EnviroMedia, an environmentally and socially conscious marketing firm. How did your experience in Gander change you and your workplace when you returned to Texas?
Yeah, so like I said, I wondered if people here would have acted the same way, and I wasn't sure. And so on the first anniversary of 9/11, I decided I couldn't fly back to this tiny town to say thank you to them, but they also just refused. They said, no, you would do the same. What they're talking about is the golden rule. And it's often some people seem to forget, treat others like you want to be treated. And so I'd seen a movie called Pay It Forward, and so I took that idea. I said, I'm going to close my doors of my company. We had about 40 staff, and so I gave out $100 bills, divided people into teams of two, and said, go out and spend this money on any random acts of kindness that you want, and then come back and talk about it. And it was a really remarkable emotional day for people, and how they connected with people just buying a cup of coffee for a stranger, or maybe a bus pass. And or some people, they did some crazy things. Like one person went and paid for someone's traffic ticket down at the courthouse. So over the years, this has continued to spread. And what's remarkable, even in the last 2 years, this has come to Sydney. There's a young girl named Rebecca Wilson who she went to New York City. She saw the musical there. And she also went to the 9/11 Tribute Museum. And she read about my Pay It Forward 9/11 effort. And she wrote a little card that said, my birthday is September 11th, and now I don't feel like that should be a day of celebration after learning about what happened that day. And so she said, I'm going to do that on my birthday and then celebrate my birthday on the 12th. And so for the last 3 years now, she's been doing that in Sydney.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that fantastic? It's wonderful to hear those stories of how people have been making the world a better place. That must be very satisfying to you. It must, though, also be a little bit surreal having your story told in a musical. What's it like to see somebody playing you on stage?
It's surreal is the only word for it. It's they're all better looking, singing, dancing versions of me. But now there's, you know, Kevin T in Toronto and Broadway and North America tour, and there's one in London. But the one in Australia is the only one currently performing. So I'm excited that Doug Hansel, the actor who plays me, he and I have become friends. And he's just I'm honored that he's telling my story.
Oh, fantastic. Now, in the show, there is this moment that I want to ask you about, this beautiful collective interfaith prayer based on the prayer of St. Francis. I'll just play a little bit for those who aren't familiar with this.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord.
Can you explain the significance of that song and how it got itself into the musical?
In fact, when I was interviewed by the writers of the musical, I did not remember telling them that that song was going through my head. And so when I first was like maybe 3 years after the interview, when I finally got a call and said, hey, remember that interview? We wrote a musical and you're in it. So I went to go see it and I was weeping because when that song came on, because I never remember telling anyone that that song had gone through my head in the days after 9/11. And I remembered it because we were about to go to war. And why am I singing? I was in a civic chorus and we had sung the prayer of St. Francis. And so that was one reason I was in my brain. But, you know, here's the song about, you know, where there is darkness, let there be light. And that was what I was experiencing in Gander. And so it's beautiful that that song begins with that Christian hymn, but then morphs into a song using Hindu and Jewish and Muslim prayers.
And people have responded to this in a very incredible way. Just reading the comments that are out there on the internet, people find it very moving. And people who have said, look, I'm not spiritual, but this really got to me. Why do you think that is?
Gosh, because that we all are so divided in these times, and or sometimes our faith makes it worse. That makes the division worse, and I think that this show and this story shows that humanity is, we are all human beings, and we all want peace and love and compassion, and that's where I think that's what the world needs more of.
Okay. Well as being featured in Come From Away, you've also told your own story in your book, Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. What do you hope people take away from your story?
Well, yes, I wrote the book because people wanted more stories after seeing the musical. And so I told even more heartwarming stories of what happened. And the other, you know, purpose was so to try to keep the idea of Pay It Forward 9/11 going. And there's a whole chapter of the best stories of over 15 years of doing that. Now we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this year. And so we're really expecting to make it even bigger. And I would love to see people in Sydney and all around Australia join us.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for sharing your story with us here in Sydney. We're looking forward to seeing the show on stage too. It's been great catching up with you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That is Kevin Turf, who was caught up in the real life events portrayed in the musical Come From Away. It opens at the Capitol Theatre in Sydney in June. Kevin is the founder of Pay It Forward 9/11, and his book is called Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. You can find out more about his movement at payitforward911.org.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.